All right, well, it looks like we're right at 10 a.m. Let me know when we are recording.
We are recording and ready.
All right, we're now on the record. Good morning. I am Susan Drummond, Benton County Hearing Examiner. It's November 15th, 2024, Friday morning, 10 o'clock a.m. We have just three items on today's agenda. They're all conditional use permits for accessory dwelling units, and we'll hear them in the order listed on the agenda. Just a few preliminary remarks before we get started. In terms of the order of procedure, typically I'll hear first from the planning department. The department will provide a summary of the proposal. Then the applicant will have an opportunity to add anything they would like to add. And then we open the matter up for public comment. And if there's anyone who is present either in the hearing room or online, they may comment on the proposal if they would like to do so. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. That just means it's somewhat formal. So when you testify, I will swear you in, and I will also formally admit exhibits. Also, I cannot have any conflicts of interest that would impair my ability to render a fair and impartial decision. I've reviewed the CUP materials for each of the three agenda items and have not identified any conflicts, but if any concerns, now is the time to raise those. In terms of the review criteria that I look at, those are addressed in each of the staff reports, and of course the code criteria are online. But in summary, a CUP for an accessory dwelling unit requires consistency with the county's conditional use permit criteria, which essentially is avoidance of material detriment and adequate infrastructure to support the use and compatibility with neighboring uses. And then there are specific criteria to the ADU use itself that must be met. We're proceeding in Zoom and in person. If there are any technical difficulties, we'll halt the proceeding and sort those. And if at any point you cannot hear me or another party, please let us know. You can either speak up or do a raise your hand, or you may use the chat feature for technical issues, but do not submit evidence that way, as I have no access to the chat feature. Are there any procedural questions before we start with the first agenda item? Okay, I'm not hearing any. So we'll go ahead and start with CUP 2024-018. This is an ADU proposal for, I think Barney is the last name on that. Who's presenting for the planning department?
That would be me.
Ms. Watts, good morning. If you could state your name for the record.
Andrea Watts.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. So I have reviewed the staff report, which is HEM 1.1 and the attached exhibits, HEM 1.2 through 1.112. Those are all admitted, and you may begin when you wish or when you're ready.
All right. The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2024-018 on September 30th, 2024. The owners and applicants, Craig and Brooke Barney, are proposing to construct an 800-square-foot accessory dwelling unit. The property is approximately 2.02 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 1-acre district in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to a 4,335-square-foot single-family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal, and the following comments of note were received during agency review. Benton PUD commented that a transformer will be required to be cut in on the east side of the property. The Benton County Fire Marshal commented that the proposed accessory dwelling unit must comply with all current Benton County requirements for fire apparatus access. And the Benton Franklin Health District commented that they have issued a permit for the installation of the septic system for this project. With that, this planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 23 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. Is the applicant present?
He is online.
And that would be Craig Barney. Are you with us?
Sorry, my I am here representing the homeowners. I'm the contractor.
Oh, okay. And is that Colton Brady speaking?
Correct.
Okay. Well, good morning. Was there anything that you wanted to add? If so, I'll need to swear you in.
Nope, just here for any questions that might pop up.
Okay. I don't have any questions for you, so I guess we'll move directly to public comment. Is there anyone in the hearing room or online who would like to comment on this proposal?
Does not look like there's anybody online or in the hearing room.
Okay. Let the record reflect that there is no one present from the public who would like to comment on this proposal. I have reviewed the staff report and the exhibits and evaluated them in conjunction with the ADU criteria and CUP criteria. And I do believe that the proposal is consistent with the county code requirements for approving this ADU CUP. So I will be approving it. A decision on that will be out within 10 business days, possibly next week, and that will be emailed to the applicant and anyone who requests a copy. Are there any procedural questions before we adjourn? Or not adjourn, move to the next agenda item.
No.
Okay. All right, Mr. Brady, you are welcome to stay online for the other two proposals, but we have completed review for CUP 2024-018, so no need to stay on if you've have other things to do.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep. All right. So we will move to agenda item CUP 2024-019. This is a proposal from Ms. Elizabeth Schultz. And Ms. Watts, are you presenting on that as well?
No. It'll be me.
Oh, okay. Is that Ms. Kerner speaking? I can't see you right now.
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Good morning. If you could state your name for the record.
Elizabeth Kerner.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. I have reviewed the staff memo on this, which is HEM 1.1, as well as the exhibits, HEM 1.2 through HEM 1.12. Those are all admitted, and you may begin when you are ready.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2024-019 on October 3rd, 2024. The applicant, Elizabeth Schultz, is proposing to convert an existing 1,500 square foot dwelling into an 800 square foot accessory dwelling unit. The property is approximately 5 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off of South Hawks Tree PRSE in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an existing 3,190 square foot single family dwelling. The existing 1,500 square foot dwelling was originally permitted by the previous property owner as a temporary dwelling in 2009 and was to be removed within 30 days of completion of the new primary residence. It was later discovered through a code enforcement investigation that the dwelling is still in use. The applicant wishes to retain the dwelling unit by decommissioning 700 square feet and converting it to an ADU. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton Franklin Health District shared that as proposed, the ADU has its own septic system and that is adequate for the proposed conversion. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 22 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Kerner. Is the applicant online or in the hearing room?
The applicant does appear to be online.
Oh, okay. Is that Ms. Schultz? And if so, was there anything that you wanted to add to the planning department's summary of your proposal?
No, I'm just here for questions.
Okay. Well, as with the last one, I do not have any questions for you, so we'll go ahead and open this up for public comment. Is there anyone online or in the hearing room who would like to comment on this proposal?
It does not appear to be that we have anybody online or in the hearing room.
Okay. So let the record reflect that there is no one from the public who would like to comment on this proposal. As with the last CUP for an ADU, I have reviewed the exhibits and staff report and in conjunction with the CUP ADU criteria, and I do believe that the proposal is consistent with those criteria. So I will be approving the proposal. A decision on that will be out within 10 business days, possibly next week, and that will be emailed to the applicant and anyone else who requests a copy. Any procedural questions before we move to the next agenda item?
No.
All right. Does not appear that there are any. Ms. Schultz, you're welcome to stay online, but no need to do so as we move to the next agenda item.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we are now on the last agenda item. This is CUP 2024-020. This is an ADU proposal from Keith and Betty Jo Hughes. Is that Ms. Watts or Ms. Kerner that's presenting on this one?
Ms. Kerner.
Oh, okay. All right. So Ms. Kerner, you remain sworn in. I have reviewed the staff memo HEM 1.1 as well as exhibits HEM 1.2 through HEM 1.10. Those are all admitted, and you may begin when you are ready.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2024-020 on October 8th, 2024. The applicants D. Keith and Betty Jo Hughes are proposing to convert an existing dwelling into a 696 square foot accessory dwelling unit. The property is approximately 5 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off of Harrington Road in the West Richland area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an under construction 3,884 square foot single family dwelling. The Planning Division would like to note that the applicants previously applied for a conditional use permit to convert this dwelling to an ADU, but later withdrew the application with the intention of decommissioning the dwelling unit. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton County Fire Marshal noted that the proposed accessory dwelling unit must comply with the private roads and driveway requirements for fire apparatus access. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 23 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Kerner. Is the applicant online or in the hearing room?
We do have the applicant present in the hearing room.
Oh, okay. Is there anything else that you would like to add to the staff department's summary of your proposal?
Thank you. This is Keith Hughes, the applicant.
If you want to just have a break.
Sorry. Yeah, my name is Keith Hughes, and I am the applicant.
Oh, okay.
And well, then let me comment.
I better swear you in if you're going to comment, just as a formality. And Mr. Hughes, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. Yes. You may proceed.
Thank you. Could we, if it's not too much trouble, could we, the only questions I have are on the 5 conditions of fact that the staff placed on us. Mm-hmm. If we could read those into the record, that would help me understand them. And maybe if I've got any questions on those.
Did you receive the packet?
I did.
And Ms. Kerner, I have them in front of me. I certainly can read them, or you can. Either way is fine.
Okay. I've got them up here if you'd like me to just go ahead.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and read those 5 conditions.
Okay. The first, the activities on site shall comply with the submitted site plan and materials submitted for the application. The second condition of approval is the applicant shall provide written consent to the Planning Division from the legal landowner, if different from the applicant, granting permission for the operation of a conditional use prior to the issuance of the CUP permit. Number 3, either the detached ADU or the single family dwelling shall be occupied by the landowner or landowners as their primary residence. The landowner shall maintain residency at least 6 months out of the year and at no time receive rent for or otherwise allow others to occupy the landowner's unit when absent the rest of the year. Condition 4, the county will provide an ADU agreement to the applicant. The applicant shall sign the agreement before a notary public and record the document with the Benton County Auditor's Office prior to the conditional use permit being issued. The recording fee shall be paid by the applicant. The document will include a statement that the accessory dwelling unit may not be sold as a separate residence until such time as the accessory dwelling is located as the sole residence on legally subdivided parcel. And condition number 5, all required development permits shall be obtained prior to occupancy of the accessory dwelling unit. This includes approval of permits required by the following as applicable: the Benton County Building Division, Benton County Fire Marshal for fire and safety regulations, Benton Franklin Health District, Benton County Public Works Department for the road approach permits, Benton County Planning Division, and Benton PUD.
Thank you very much for doing that for me. And the reason I had asked was that I had heard in my dealings with staff that there was perhaps another condition that I didn't read into that. And so I just wanted to make sure that you were reading the same thing that I was aware of. So thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Okay. That's nothing further than Mr. Hughes? Nope. Okay. All right.
Sorry. No, I'm done.
All right. So at this point,
thank you. I'm all done.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you for that confirmation there. Let's see. So at this point, we'll open this up for public comment. Is there anyone online in the hearing room who would like to comment on this proposal?
There is no one else in here or online.
Okay, let the record reflect there is no one who would like to comment on this proposal from the public. So I have reviewed the materials, the exhibits, and staff report in conjunction with the permitting criteria for a CUP for an accessory dwelling unit. I do believe the proposal is consistent with those criteria, so I will be approving this ADU CUP. A decision on that will be out possibly next week, but certainly within 10 business days. Any procedural questions before we adjourn?
I don't believe so.
Okay. All right. So we have addressed all three agenda items. Ms. Kerner, Ms. Watts, is there anything else that we need to address this morning before we adjourn?
Nope, I can't think of anything.
Okay. Nope, we're good.
All right. Well, thank you all for your participation this morning. We are adjourned.
Thank you.